Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jordan Garber Now here on VOCNation.com. Yes, I am your host, Jordan Garber, and the wrestling journalist has been gone for a little bit of time, but I am back doing an interview that's long overdue. The owner of Conquer Pro Wrestling, none other than Jason Static. How are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Jordan. What's up?
Not too much. You know, you're promoting a very good product that is standing out. Not just because it's another independent wrestling promotion, you're also making headlines in the theater industry, mixing professional wrestling with theater, something that was never done before. And before we go on and talk about Conquer Pro Wrestling, since you are my guest, let's talk a little bit about your career. You've had some experience in WWE, you've wrestled some enhancement talent matches, you had a TNA match, you've wrestled across North America, you've had a lot of experiences, and you've most certainly paid your dues. Starting out in this business, you know, I ask this question to everyone, but it's an important question. What made you want to become a professional wrestler and actually going into the independents and making a name for yourself on some of the top levels of the world? How is that going for you? How is that whole journey coming along?
It started out like anything else, a childhood dream. From age five, just, you know, like, you know, watching, you know, your heroes on Saturday morning and, you know, watching wrestling and just saying, hey, I want to be like that guy coming through the curtain to run down the aisle. And then little by little, you know, things just fell into place. You know, like I, you know, lost a little bit of love for wrestling as a fan even. And then I think it was around the DX or the Rock, the corporate Rocks, you know, came out and it caught my attention again, sort of watching it again, you know, and then little by little just felt, you know, met the right people, right time, and started a career. The first school I went to was the LIWF, Doghouse in, Queens, New York. You know, owner was, the late, Bobby Lombardi, and I was trained by Lathan, the Tower of Torture. And that school is known for guys, Homicide, Loki, Papa Don. You know, there's a long list of guys who came out of that school.
You know, going through that school, one important thing in this business, something that I'm learning myself, not just as a wrestling journalist, but as an actual rookie, getting in the ring and doing different segments and learning different things, is learning to be around the boys and listening to what the veterans are saying and everything. And you starting out, what was one of the most valuable pieces of advice back in the day that one of the veterans gave you that you still take to this day?
Damn, man. I've been around a lot of veterans. Shit. I just listen, you know, man, this is a tough one. my brain is like trying to give you a zillion stories at one time. Yeah, pretty much, you know, like, One of them is just listen, man. It's simple. It's like it's so valuable to listen to someone higher than you. Show respect everyone in the locker room, from, you know, from the guy putting up the ring, you know, to anybody, you know, the ring announcer, referee, respect. You know, that's the whole thing. That's one of the probably a valuable lesson I could tell you that stands out.
And now you have the. I'm sorry, starting out with this product, Conquer Pro Wrestling, mixing pro wrestling with theater. There's a lot of hype for this. I remember, I think it was near the end of last year, where, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the end of last year, the beginning of this year, or in the middle of this year, you had that product, and it delivered, having your first successful show, not just with local Florida independent guys. You had some names on your show as well, like the likes of Raquel, Chris Melendez, Thea Trinidad, mm-hmm. among many other names. What was it kind of like, you know, not just getting a product together, but knowing that your product is standing out from other products across the territory?
I mean, it's a great feeling inside. I mean, it was never, again, like trying to, you know, I always said, I think I said this last time, was I'm not trying to compete with any theater company or compete with any other wrestling company. I'm competing with one person, myself. I'm competing with myself to make it the best product, you know, show by show, to outbeat, you know, the last show. And what I'm trying to do and what I am doing, and I'm proud about it, and again, not in a cocky way, but it's a way of just saying, you know, to create, I said this in a Facebook post recently from a last show just past this weekend, is to create moments. That's what, you know, and create moments and contribute. Contribute to wrestlers' careers, to contribute to actors' careers, to contribute with the fans that are watching it in the seats. So that's it's a good feeling to give, and not only just say, okay, well, what's in it for me? You know, and that's an important, valuable thing I'm learning from, I guess, even myself from years ago starting out in wrestling, where it was more like, you know, all right, you know, just get in there, get your shit in, and go home. Get paid, have your beer, next show. Now it's I'm thinking at a totally different level.
Definitely, and kind of having all that wrestling experience, being a veteran of the ring, was there any trouble going from that transition from wrestler to promoter, or did you catch on pretty quickly?
Caught on pretty quickly. You know, I just the whole thing is taking the best part about it. I mean, it's scary. It's when you take action with faith, and just a simple thing. The very first show we ran, I mean, these shows take a lot of money compared to a regular independent because of, you know, you're working with higher equipment, with theater, with, you know, just the theater world, you know, it's more expensive to run in the theater than running in a high school gym. And I remember the first, I got all the totals, and it's over, you know, close to about almost $4,000 per show, you know, with, you know, paying everyone. I remember I'm working with my first sponsor. My sponsor gives me a $300 check, and I had a, you know, I took that $300 check and I went to the theater and I gave the $300. And the lady's like, hey, you got a balance of, you know, $2,680, you know, you got to pay it a week before. Let me tell you, when I had the first vision of Conquer Pro Wrestling, I probably had barely nothing in my checking account. You know, that's kind of sad, but no, now there's more in the check account now. But it was pretty much, yeah, just a dream. And it's just like, well, the ultimate person and probably the sane person would probably say, that's great, you got a good dream, but, you know, where are you going to get $4,000 to run a show? And, you know, and don't you think you should pay your rent first, or maybe your electric bill or cable bill before you run a show? But I, you know, I'm a little crazy, and I guess everyone in this business is probably a little bit crazy, but I just said, you know what, I'm going to give that lady $300, and I don't care. I will find a way, I will make a way to make that vision come alive. And I did. And then once you do it once and it's successful, then you get hungrier and you want to do another one. Because I could have failed in the first one and probably never do it again. And then I could hear people say, I told you so. I said to myself, you know, I'm going to do it again. Then you do a second one, it's more successful. Then it's like, shit, I did two of them in a row. Might as well go for three. And, you know, and it's stressful because you're the everything guy. You're the guy who's selling tickets. You're the guy who's putting a poster up. You're the guy booking the matches. You're the guy, you know, trying to get media interviews. It's just not, again, it's a different role now of just saying, just, all right, I'm showing up. What's the finish? And can I have my slice of pizza, hot dog, or my, you know, my little payday? Now it's different.
And you had those three shows. You did have that dream come true. You did have those three Conquer Pro Wrestling shows. in your opinion, from your perspective, tell the fans how they went, how those shows went, and how they can check out more Concord Pro Wrestling shows in the future.
Okay, well, how they went, I'll tell you right now. When I spoke to you last time, did I already do the show or was it before the show?
I believe
the first one we did.
I can't
remember.
Unfortunately, I have no access to go back into the archives and listen because that file was sent to my editor. And I do apologize to you on the air as well. That was supposed to be on Jordan Garber now. But since the editor did quit last minute, that wasn't able to be published. I wouldn't know. I actually did not know when we... I think, if I'm guessing, it was before your first show. And I think you had, if I'm not mistaken, you had your first show 3 weeks after that. Because we were... I know we were doing something to build up the hype for that first show. From what I saw over the media from that first show, it definitely lived up to its hype, and it made a mark in Florida professional wrestling. So,
thanks, man.
You as a promoter. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I said thank you. I said, so what you're saying about what's my take on the shows? I could tell you the feedback, and this is from and you could ask anybody who's on the shows or anyone who's been to the show. So this is the feedback that people are giving me, okay? So from the actors, the wrestlers, the fans, they're saying the same things, okay? There's three things. It's definitely different. All three of those people, those three categories will say it's definitely different. The next one is we had a lot of fun, and we haven't had fun like this on a show in a long time. And the third thing is we do it again. And that's from the actor, from the wrestler, or to the fan sitting in the seat. That is the pattern of what is happening in this production. How to find out more, you can go on the Facebook page. Just type in Conquer Pro Wrestling. CPW, we don't play fight, Conquer Pro Wrestling. Twitter, it's at Conquer with capital letters, then lowercase PW. Instagram, Conquer Pro Wrestling. LinkedIn, we're all over the place now. And it's just more room to, the vision's getting bigger and bigger. There's no room, there's no limit.
Well, since we do hope to hear some more of Conquer Pro Wrestling in the future here on Jordan Garber Now here on VOCNation.com, something that I'm looking forward to because I like to be a part of something unique, and obviously you do as well. Just before we wrap it up, a fan is sitting there. They see an advertisement for Conquer Pro Wrestling. There's another show, let's say 5 miles away. They're having a lot of trouble deciding which show to go to. Why would that fan choose Conquer Pro Wrestling over, let's say, for example, just some random wrestling Florida promotion? I don't know, Florida Wrestling Association, for example. Why would that fan rather see Conquer Pro Wrestling than that other product? Tell the fans why.
Because we're the first time ever crossover of the arts between performing arts and professional wrestling. And actually... the theater. It's professional wrestling. That's the only territory that professional wrestling has never stepped its boots on. That's the reason why you should come see Conquer Pro Wrestling. And Conquer Pro Wrestling actually has, TV. It's got performing arts. They get an act one with a great story behind it with great actors. It has the inside scoop, a little bit of the business, like of a Breaking Ground or a Tough Enough or a Gut Check. It's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to give, a lot more to see, and it's unique. So that's why I would come pay to see that show over an independent that's having 5-6 matches on the card, and that's it. And that's the difference between... the two. Do I respect every independent out there? I've been a part of it for a very long time. Just recently, even like, but let me tell you, and this is the truth. This past weekend, we crowned two new champions. If you didn't look at the results, the results, you know, Chris Melendez became the first CONCACAF Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. That's the first championship in his career, and also it's the first time a heavyweight champion is an amputee with one leg. In tag team division, you had that classic tag team, Cody and Kiko, for the second time, go against Terrence and Terrell Dudley, TNT. Obviously, everyone knows it's the sons of Devon Dudley. If you look at some of the videos and footage on the internet, Devon was in attendance. Devon was pissed when the referee tried to screw over his boys. That is the first time ever that Terrence and Terrell has become tag team champions. Also, their dad got a chance to be a part of it. He helped them get the win, but you know, he just watched there, man, and he stood up there. He's on the road full time, you know, and to get a phone call at 12 noon saying, "Hey, wasn't expecting it. I just didn't know." And he said, "Listen, I'm going to be there tonight." And to have a full-time WWE agent current on, you know, that's actually a Monday Night Raw right now in Philadelphia, be at your show and be a part of it and cut a promo after the match, that's what I mean by making moments. That's the difference that what we're doing right now.
Well, definitely. That CONCACAF Pro Wrestling, I saw it all over social media. Bubba Ray Dudley made a tweet in regards to Chris Melendez winning the title. It's well-deserved. He was a student at the 3D Academy. And, of course, Devon Dudley's boys won the tag team title. So, you know, just saying the Dudleys are in attendance, the greatest tag team of all time, are at this Florida Independent show that's mixed with theater, and they're in attendance. Just state a name for yourself why you got to check out CONCACAF Pro Wrestling. It's been having so much exposure, great talent, some of the best talents, in my opinion, in the Florida scene, if not the whole territory around that, the Florida, Louisiana sort of area. It's definitely a standout. And Jason Static, you definitely have a lot to be proud of. And I cannot wait to talk about more CONCACAF Pro Wrestling in the future. I know this won't be the first interview. Feel free to come on any other time when you have to promote some upcoming shows. And I appreciate you being on Jordan Garber Now tonight. It couldn't have been a better return show without having a well-respected veteran like yourself on and you promoting your great products. So I'd like to thank you very much, Jason, for being on Jordan Garber Now tonight. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. You have yourself a good night. Goodbye. So that was none other than Jason Static from CONCACAF Pro Wrestling, and he said it himself. That company is a standout company. I cannot say standout for some reason today. I don't know. I've been mixing my words. I don't know what's going on. But what is going on is that CONCACAF Pro Wrestling is the future of independent professional wrestling, and perhaps something much bigger. As in news, the show hasn't been on as of much lately. I do apologize, been dealing with some personal issues, but Jordan Garber, the wrestling journalist, is back. As for some personal experiences I had, a few weeks ago I did a local show for the Canadian Wrestling Association. I did a Jordan's Corner segment. It's always good to get in the ring and kind of speak my own two cents, and that was a live version of Jordan Garber Now, so that'll be up on YouTube soon. And just continue to check out Jordan Garber Now on VOCNation.com. It's no mistake how we have 30,000 plus listeners each and every week, and I want to thank all the fans listening from around the globe for that. Every Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. Central Time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, continue to check out Jordan Garber Now on VOCNation.com. Until next week, this is Jordan Garber, and you all have a great night. This has been Jordan Garber Now on VOCNation.com.